You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Every listener matters, and we're here because of listeners like you. Thank you for all your support.
Hello, I'm David Kavlovic, presenting to you some classical muse. It's a Slavic day on the show today. The majority of Music on Tap features Balkan composers and musicians, although not all of it. We start with a composition by a late 16th, early 17th century Croatian-born composer who was active in Venice, which really was the place to be during the early Italian Baroque. Francesco Usper, whose family name was Sponga, was born in the Istrian city of Rovinj, Croatia, in 1561, although at the time the city was better known by the Italian name of Rovigno. By 1586, Usper had settled in Venice, where he remained for the bulk of his 80 years. Associated with the confraternity of San Giovanni Evangelista in Venice, Usper spent most of his life there, serving as organist, chaplain, manager of the adjoining church, the San Salvador, and administrative officer. Usper studied under Andrea Gabrielli, and apparently became a fairly well-known composer. Although his music tended towards conservatism, that was not unusual for someone who composed mostly church music at the time. The craft of Usper's compositions is not in doubt, as we will hear in a setting of the psalm Dixit Dominus, wonderfully scored for double choir. Here is the Dixit a Otto by Francesco Usper, performed by the Croatian Radio Television Choir and instrumental ensemble conducted by Tonči Bilić.
Come, pray, to the day of the soul.
Dixit a Otto, a double choir setting of the psalm Dixit Dominus by late Renaissance, early Baroque Venetian composer of Croatian birth, Francesco Usper, also known as Sponga. We heard it performed by the Croatian Radio and Television Choir and Instrumental Ensemble, conducted by Tonči Bilić. Another Croatian composer who was a contemporary of Sponga was the Benedictine monk Damian Nembri, who was born on the Dalmatian island of Hvar in 1584 and lived, again most likely, in Venice until around 1648. Although considered an important musician and composer, basically only one major publication of his survives, a book of six psalms published in Venice in 1641. The title of the publication is Brevis et Facilis Psalmorum, or Short and Simple Psalms. The title is somewhat misleading in that they are not really that simple. The implication is more that they were composed in a Renaissance style, which was considered simpler than the emerging Baroque style that would dominate Italian music. From this collection of psalms by Damian Nembri, we will hear the sixth and last, a setting of the Magnificat. It is performed by the Festival Ensemble of the Baroque Evenings in Varaždin, Croatia.
Oh,
from a recording of a concert held at the Jesuit Cathedral of Varaždin, Croatia, on September 26, 1996. We heard a performance of Dixit Dominus by the late 16th, early 17th century Croatian composer Damjan Nembri. It was performed by the festival ensemble of the Baroque Evenings in Varaždin. The solo vocal tradition from Bosnia-Herzegovina, known as Sevdalinka, is one of the most popular music genres to this day in the Slavic Balkan regions. The genre is included on the UNESCO Representative List of Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity. The word Sevdalinka derives from the Ottoman Turkish Sevda and refers to the state of being in love, more specifically to the intense and forlorn longing associated with lovesickness and unfulfilled, unrequited love. It was these associations that arrived with the word when it was brought to Bosnia through the activities of the Ottoman Empire. Today, it is a richly evocative Bosnian word, denoting longing, whether for a loved one, a place, or a time, and with a sense of joy and pain, both feelings being at the emotional core of Sevdalinka lyrics. Originally an unaccompanied song style, some vocalists did accompany themselves on plucked string instruments of the lute family. The melodies are distinctively Eastern and Muslim influenced, since the Ottomans were the predominant force in the Balkans until the First World War. The melodies are highly melismatic and ornamented, at least the older melodies are. The more modern versions are dominated by a regular meter, which is also how the late 19th century instrumental adaptations of what could be described as a café ensemble performed the older songs, rhythm superimposed on top of soloists singing the older unmetered melodies. Sevdalinka was sung by both men and women. One of the most famous 20th century female vocalists of Sevdalinka was the Serbian-born Bosnian singer Nada Mamula, who lived from 1927 until 2001 and was the preeminent vocalist of the genre in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. Mamula's very rich and powerful alto voice that at times delved lower into the tenor range is perfectly suited for the passion of unrequited love, as well as for the love of Bosnia itself, as portrayed in the Sevdalinka repertoire. We're now going to hear Nada Mamula perform 13 of these songs.
Oh, sebe krase Drina pa i Bosna. Moje srce baš u tebi posta. Sarajevo, kao biser grane, kružilo se do Iliđe ravne. Romanija, Igman, Jahorina, pogledati, pa to je milina. Banja Luka, svuda je zelena, Bosno moja zemljo omiljena. Banja Luka, svuda je zelena, Bosno moja baš te niko nema.